Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, May 22nd. It's that pesky norovirus. The CDC has already investigated 13 instances of gastrointestinal outbreaks on cruise ships since the first of the year, the latest being Holland America's voyage on the New Amsterdam that wrapped up yesterday morning in Vancouver. Norovirus is characterized by symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramping, and is spread by people not washing their hands. The top contenders for this year for Noro: 4 Royal Caribbean ships, 3 Princess ships, 2 Celebrity, 1 Holland America, and 1 P&O cruise ship. The CDC's vessel sanitation program requires cruise ships to log and report the number of passengers and crew who say they have symptoms of the virus. The CDC considers above 3% an outbreak and will investigate the ship's cases. And more cruise ship terminal updates. In Galveston, the port announced a substantial investment of $53 million towards the expansion of Cruise Terminal 25. Just in preparation for Carnival Jubilee this November, the renovation will include modifications to the gangways, the addition of a ramp, a new roof, 2 elevators, and an escalator. The project will be financed through cash reserves and a partnership agreement with Carnival Cruise Line. Galveston sees over 1 million cruisers annually. And turning 100 years old on a cruise ship, a veteran airman member recently boarded the Discovery Princess in Seattle as part of his early Alaskan birthday cruise. Lieutenant Colonel James H. Harvey III served his country as part of the African-American pilots who made legendary contribution during World War II. His arrival was marked by his family in the United States Air Force McCord Field Honor Guard, which displayed a traditional presentation of the U.S. colors. And then later, Harvey was presented with a birthday cake by the Discovery Princess crew. During his voyage, Harvey has planned onboard discussions to inspire fellow guests with his stories and experiences. Happy birthday, my friend. And the photo of the week this week comes from Stuart Chiron in Miami, Florida, with Celebrity Apex off the coast of Greece here. Beautiful photo, beautiful sunset. You can send yours in, doug@cruiseradio.net. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 3%, 10.94. Royal Caribbean flat, 79.60. And Norwegian down 4.5%, 14.15. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio